Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, a platform for issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today we are discussing the work of some Zimbabwean entrepreneurs designed to empower their communities. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States, where an automated restaurant is opening this month in Pasadena, California. Cali Express will be serviced by robots that make food in the kitchen and AI that takes clients' orders. The only job humans will still need to do is assemble and pack the food. Angelina Begda-Sarwara has the story, narrated by Anna Rice, camera Vaz Jen Vaz Bettina.
While one robot is making fries, another one is making hamburgers after prepping them.
In the back, there's a refrigerator that has chunks of meat, so it fresh grinds every single patty and forms it to order.
The first fully automated restaurant in the world is opening in Pasadena. Robots that can remember faces will take customer orders and handle payments. The cherry on top, there's no need to leave tips. What's more, owners say it's a revolutionary breakthrough in safety, as slippage and burns can be nearly eliminated, and waste reduced in both food and oil.
We're really focused on the restaurant space. If you think about the restaurant space, it's, you know, they don't have the best technology. It's not really the same as the tech industry. It's the area, really, that technology left behind.
Restaurant management says the robots are perfect workers. No special requests, no raised demands. And although the amount in maintenance costs is not fully known yet, the owners don't anticipate these to be significant.
We're talking about 5 to 6 people per shift, down to 1. So that's, what, an 80% savings?
Saving money is the big driver behind the push to introduce robots to the workforce. In 2023, California Governor Gavin Newsom raised the minimum wage for fast food restaurant workers to $20 an hour, a wage you don't have to pay robots.
One argument on the part of employers who were against the proposition to elevate the minimum wage for fast food workers was that that was going to make it more expensive for them to operate, and they were going to look for ways to cut costs.
Gaspar Rivera Saldago is with the UCLA Institute for Research on Labor and Employment. Rivera Saldago says raising the minimum wage was an attempt to get workers into the fast food business. Lomelino acknowledges that robots are a way to avoid paying that higher wage, but says the robots are doing jobs many people don't want.
But the truth of the matter is, even paying $20 an hour in Pasadena, I will have a hard time hiring enough staff to work here in this restaurant.
While customers might enjoy the novelty of being served by a robot, Saldago says there are tech issues, and that more importantly, people like talking to people.
The employees complain that, you know, they have to monitor these automatic machines because they tend to fail a lot. People end up wanting to talk to a human being because they know that human beings can process more complex requests.
Robots already play huge roles in the manufacturing industry, and inevitably, robotics will infiltrate more and more industries over time. But it remains to be seen if the world is ready for a robot to wait on them and a robotic chef. For Angelina Bogdasaryan in Los Angeles, NRIs, VOA News.
And in Harare today, High Court Judge Justice Pisirai Kwenda dismissed with cost an application by expelled opposition Citizens Coalition for Change lawmakers, including CCC Chief Parliamentary and Chief Whip Amos Chibaya, by self-imposed Interim Secretary General Sengezo Shabangu, seeking an order to stop Shabangu from recalling them. In passing his judgment, Justice Kwenda said that the CCC's application was reckless and frivolous. One of Sengezo Shabangu's lawyers, Kobani Sithole, had this to say following the ruling today in Harare.
What the court has indicated is what we've been talking about, that in this particular application, the applicants were not doing what they were supposed to do in good faith. Hence, the court used a very interesting word, that they were reckless. The reason why it came to that position is simple, that there were summons that were filed by the applicants when they sought literally the same relief. And when they decided, whilst those summons are pending, to come to court and seek the same relief on an urgent basis, then they were not acting in good faith. The matter in the summons case is still pending, and they knew it for a fact. So what the court simply did was to uphold a point of law that we raised. And we are, of course, excited about the judgment, though we expected that costs at an attorney and client scale were going to be given. But nonetheless, it is what it is. The net effect of it is that let's wait for the summons which are going to deal with the argument that they were bringing now into conclusion.
That there was Nkobani Sithole, one of Sengezo Shabangu's lawyers, speaking to reporters in Harare. Jameson Timba of the opposition CCC also shares his views about Justice Kwenda's ruling today.
Today, the judge basically said, and I want to summarize this and simplify it. He had two approaches to the court. One, you issued a summons matter, where you are challenging the authority of Mr. Shabangu. And we did that on the 20th of October. And then subsequent to that, you had this application challenging the actual recalls that he did post that summons matter. His view and the opinion of the judge is that we should pursue the summons matter, because the summons matter, in essence, will resolve the issues that we have, whether or not Mr. Sengezo Shabangu has got the authority to recall members of the CCC from his parliament. The judge noted that it is difficult for the court to be able to resolve some of the issues on the papers in a court application. Some of the issues would need to be dealt with through a trial where evidence is adduced, so that a final determination is made. It is on that basis that the judge has said this application in its present form must be dismissed. But what must be pursued is the summons matter, because it is actually a trial where we will ask Mr. Shabangu to come to the dock and tell the whole of Zimbabwe how he became the Interim Secretary General of the CCC and where he got the authority to recall elected members of the CCC.
That there was Jameson Timba of the opposition CCC speaking to reporters in Harare. Shabangu has in the past few months recalled several parliamentarians and councillors, claiming that he is the only person capable of doing so. But CCC says he's an imposter working with ZANU-PF. The ruling party claims that it does not have any links with Shabangu. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today on our program, we're discussing some business projects that are being done by Zimbabwean women for their communities. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Francisca Mandea, a transformational coach, and Dr. Rebecca Makai, a pastor and motivational counselor. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll start off with you, Ms. Mandea. I know you're now Mrs. Chuma, but I will start off with you to just say that the year is starting. You're a transformational coach. What does this mean for women listening out there? What do you exactly do?
I work with women so that they honor themselves at their highest version. And this means that if a woman has a dream, then they have to be able to execute that dream. And it begins with asking the question, what do you do? A lot of people have new resolutions. And by the end of January, by the end of February, they have fizzled out in terms of energy and the ability to execute. But the work that I do as a transformational coach is we take people through a process where they get clear in terms of what they desire. And we ask them for evidence. How will you know at the end of 2024 that it has happened? So we are asking, is it a product? Is it a service? Is it a feeling you get when you have executed your plan and you feel like you have been successful? After that, it's why. Why do you even want to do it? Because if your why is weak, then you are definitely not going to be able to do it. I want to stop now and give you room to ask me questions, because I can go on and on about the process.
Please hold on while I take Dr. Makai. Dr. Makai, welcome to the program. You've just heard there what Mrs. Chuma Ni Mandea was saying. You're also into counseling, and we saw you coming out of your pastorhood, or you're still in there, but you went and did a doctorate. What can you say to women listening out there about advancing themselves in this 2024?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. I like to thank all the listeners as well, because this is a good year, 2024. And I think it's a good year for women, because every new year is a good year. If you start it on a good note, it will end on a good note. So I wanted to say it is a year to challenge yourself as the year begins as a pastor. The Bible always talk in Psalm 65, verse 11. It says the Lord crowns the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. So as a Christian, you need to ask yourself tough questions. What is it that I want to achieve in this year, 2024? Because if you cannot look at things that can stand in your way, things that stood in your way in 2023, you are not going to walk in abundance. You are not going to find paths that will overflow for you in the new year, which is what I've done for myself, was to challenge myself that I can do better. Because if I want to be someone who can meet those people who say we don't want God because it's for the poor or uneducated people. But as a Christian, it is very important for you to say, okay, I want to reach them and tell them that you can still be a child of God and still be educated, and God can allow you to be a vessel that he can use to challenge situations, change situations in the life that you live today. Because if you cannot see your problem, you can never seek help, and you can never change yourself for the better in this new year, 2024. So you need to tell yourself, I have a better year ahead of me, and this year is full and bountiful with harvest.
Thank you. The Ndomboya Kwamuri, maichuma ni mandea kuti murukunzwa zviri kutaurwa na Dr. Rebecca Makai uyezve nezvamatauro imi kuti munhu anofanira kuzvitarisa oona kuti saka ndoita sei iro gore rino vamwe vakateerera vanoti ini ndiri kuno kumusha kwamurambinda uko zvingaitiko here kwandiri zviri kutaurwa nemadzimai aya
zvinoitika chiri papa ndechekuti pfungwa dzedu zvatinofunga mashoko edu atinotaura nezviito zvedu zvese zvinobva ndingade kuti mindset ndikushaya izwi reshona rinonyanya rinonyatsotitiko asi zvinotangira papfungwa dzatinofunga unofungei nezvako uri mukundi here kana kuti uri mukundwi if there's anything like that saka kubvira ipapa pfungwa dzaunofunga ukangoti iyeni ndiri dofo iyeni ndiri murombo watobvira watotaura kudhara kuti ndafoira usati watanga saka ini sakocha anoita zvetransformation kushandura pfungwa kushandura pfungwa pamusoro pangu pamusoro pevamwe vanhu ndinoti tanga nepfungwa dzako uri kufungei unotaura kuti chii pamusoro pako ora
You're breaking up a little bit, Mr. Ndeya. You were breaking up. We lost you a little bit there, but you can carry on. Yeah, we can't really hear you. Your line is breaking up. So we are going to now go to... Dr. Makai, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa na amai Chuma Nimandeya vari kuti ivo munhu zvinotanga nepfungwa kuti ini kana ndati ndoda kutanga bhizimisi kana kuti ndoda kuita zvakati ndoda kuita zvakati pfungwa dzinofanira kuchinja imi munoona sei apa
ndinobvumirana navo nekuda kwekuti kana pfungwa dzako dzisina kushanduka kuti ndaakuda kuita zvakanaka hakuna chinofamba chekutanga unofanira kufunga mupfungwa dzako wobvuma pauri kukundikana asi kana wabvuma pauri kukundikana usatendera kuti okay ndabvuma kukundikana kwangu but then worega izvozvo zvoita dictate mafambiro auchaita chechipiri unofanira kuva munhu anoda kubatsirwa tsvaga vanhu vanokukurudzira yatinoti pachirungu people who inspire you vanhu vanokupa inspiration kuti ukwanise kuramba uchipfuurira mberi chechitatu iva munhu ane mwoyo murefu usave munhu ari impatient nekuti kana usina mwoyo murefu haugoni kusvika kwauri kuda kuenda chechina iva munhu anoda kudzidza nekuda kwokuti ukabvurudza pfungwa dzako kuti ndatosvika ndatoguma handifunge kuti pane chaitika munyika ino makaoma apa ko vari kumbofuma vachiita mari dzacho vari kuzviita sei saka iva munhu anoda kudzidza tsvaga wobvunza usanyare usave negodo ende unobvunza kuti kwaiwo wazviita wazviita sei chinotitanganisai godo mainyahuye nekuda kwokuti kana munhu achinge achida kuita chinhu mumwoyo macho munomuudza kuti chinzvekuitwa nasimavelas chichakanaka but kuti auye pazvide kuti auye kwamuri akubvunza kuti mapasvika sei tinobatwa negodo godo rinotitadzisa kuti tiende tatasununguka mumwoyo kuti ndidzidzisewo zvauri kuita ezve chinokanganisa kuti iwewe uone zvakanaka zviri kuitika zvakakukomberedza ndozvakaita godo rinokuchengeta pauri rigokusungamira dzakona saka ivapo be present appreciate rwendo rwauri kuda kufamba verengawo dzidzawo zviri kuitwa nevamwe tsvaga mabhuku kune zvakawanda zvakanyorwa navakabudirira inzira yekuti tidzidze kuti vakafamba sei kunyange nebhaibheri soko ramwari chairo chairo zvatinonamata tiri kungodzidziswa kuti kune vanhu vakakunda vakafamba nzira iyi saka newo unogona kukunda saka ukabvuma izvozvo unozviona pfungwa dzangu dzatambanuka ndaakukwanisa kuita zvinoda kuitwa ndaakukwanisa kudzidza nekuva nemuono unopfuura wandandinawo kureva kuti kubvunza kuona kutaura nevamwe nekudzidza zviri kuitwa nevamwe kunobatsira uye usanyarare taura taura ini ndikudawo kuita zvedwei ndiri kutambudzika honei ndine vana ndashavo ndovapei muri kuzviita sei ndibatsireiwo taura usanyara usafire mukati vakuru vanoti mwana asingacheni anofira mumbereko ukaona kuchidedzerwa kuti kuri kudzidziswa chakati usasare kumba svumuka
enda unoona unonzwawo zvinhu zvese zvinoedzwa vanhu vanoti muchivanhu chemberekwa chivi yakabika mahwe ikabuda kuti idye muto saka newewo itawo izvozvo iedza zvinhu zvese hakuna chinhu chinoramba ukatazama.
Thank you so much there, Dr. Rebecca Makai, vari kuno ku America. Regai tiende tanzwa kuti amai Mandeya vadzoka zvakare. Alo, sorry, ndofunga foni yedu yambokata. Ndandavunza ini kuti pane mumwe mudzimai pari zvino ari kuteerera angave ari ku South Africa uko ari kugarawo zvake kune dzimwewo nzvimbo dzaanenge achiti kuno kutakasungikana. Zviri kutaurwa naamai Mandeya izvi ndingazvikwanisa here imi munoti ipapo? I'm not sure if we just lost Francisca again, but let's go to you, Dr. Makai. Manzwa question, yangu yandanda funza kuti, there are some women who are out there, some, you know, in the diaspora, especially, you know, I talk to a lot of women who are on our platforms from places like South Africa, from Botswana. They are trying to hustle to make sure that 2024 can work for them. What word would you have for them as they try to see how they can, you know, start their businesses and stuff like that?
Thank you again. I would like to say challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. Challenge is an important part of living a happy and a fulfilled life, because without it, your knowledge and your skills are just useless, because they're just there. Everyone has a gift. When we go to school, we are going to be given, empowered on the gifts that we already have if you identify what your gift is. So we go to school, we are empowered so that we can do more. But anybody, whether you went to school or you didn't go to school, all of us, we have unique gifts that we have. So I want to say to someone, you can stop growing personally if you don't challenge yourself regularly. You can only be motivated and lead a fulfilling life when you know that, you know, anything that comes my way, I can do it, and I can challenge this situation. As a pastor, I say the word of God encourages us to tell ourselves that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It means with the gift that I have, I can still go to God and ask for power to continue to do what I've started doing. But the question is, are you going to start, or you're going to sit there and wait for God to bless you?
Mm-hmm. Pane vamwe zvakare vanenge vane zvipo zvavo zvavanenge vainazvo madzimai zvemaoko zvimwewo nezvimwe zvakadaro vachiti asi mari yekutanga hatina. Vanenge vakadaro munovakurudzira kuti vaite sei?
Ndambotaura nyaya yekuti vanhu ngavasununguke kutaura kutsvaga rubatsiro. Kazhinji kacho mwana asingachema anofira mubereko. Taura nevanhu kuti ndikudawo kuita chakati, ndikukumbira rubatsiro. Kana kazhinji kacho dambudziko ratinari ndirekuti kana vanhu vachiti handina chekuita, ndakatarisa ndikaona dzimweni dzenguva dzimwe hama dzekuti unoti vanoti tikuda kutanga mabhizinesi wovapa chokubata. But chindandakaona ndechekuti panzvimbo yekuti vaendi vanoinvesta bhizinesi, vanonotenga chikafu kuti kumba hakuna chikafu. Unofanira kuva munhu anoti kwete, ndikuda kutanga chakati, regai ndiende ndinotanga. Uye usanyare kutanga nepadiki. Vazhinji vedu tinoda kubva tatanga nepahombe, hazvina kudaro. Tanga nepadiki ipapo, zvishoma zvishoma. Kana dai ukanohodha 5, uchaziva kuti ndichadzitengesa. Wapractisa, uchabudisa kaprofit kako mangwana unouya ne7. Saka ndikukurudzira madzimai kuti musatye kutanga padiki. Hakuna munhu anoshaya padiki pekutangira. Dzimweni dzenguva tinongofunga kuti imari chete yatinopiwa nevanhu inoshandisa inokwanisa kutibatsira. But dzimweni dzenguva unotokwanisa kuona kuti regai nditengese huku dzangu mbiri hombe dzandinadzedzi. Pahuku dzako mbiri ipapo unonowana tuhukwana tunopfuura gumi. Tuhukwana itwotwo nechikafu watotanga.
Thank you so much. There, I understand that we have Francisca Mandeya back. Welcome back to the program. I know you are telling us that your network there is a bit shaky, but welcome to the program. We still have a few minutes on this program, so you can just
jump in.
I'd ask the question that there's someone listening right there in the rural area saying, okay, what these women are talking about, does it affect me in the rural area? Can you answer to that?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I was going to give that woman here and now with a bit of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you are at the end of 2024. It's December 2024. And all your plans, what you dream of, what you desire, has just come to fruition. Jatoyitika. Katokuna 31 December 2024. Uka Jivanu Waungade Kukuti Uba Uze Kutindakabu Divira Muna 2024. Vaniva won divanani. Wakamira Pamberi Pavo, Ukuba Uza Kuti Wakaite Gurese. Zakadaro vanivavo varkund kwase iwokund kwase. Wakapiki umumba ipi kana utapanjimbo ipi. Aya ndiwo mamwe matools atinoshandisa pacoach kuti ufana waienda ikoko kusuccess. Uchiri muna January. Handei kuna 31 December 2024. Chinotadza kuti kune zvatiri kuda. Pana anonzi Stephen Covey anoti begin with the end in mind. Saka kana tichiplana ngatitange itanzwa tavisita. Kokupedzisira kuti tichida kuti kumire sei. Patinozodzoka muna January takuita reverse engineer. Asi inini ndoda kwamenza chongo muchato wangu wandakaplana. Ndakatanga January ndikati by end of October ndoda kuona ndipa beach ndine mufundisi wechitema ndine hama dzangu dzakapfeka zvakati. Saka ndakatanga ndasvikako. Ndasvikako ndobva ndazodzoka kuti kuti zviitike zvandiri kuda. Muna January muno ndeite kukutora bhuku rangu ndokufoni yangu ndokudesigna card kwakutumira nai kumuchato itai by musi wakati ndipewo mhinduro kuti ndizive. Saka ndiri kuti iwako ungasave muchato ringave business chingava chii chauko chauri kushumira tanga waenda ikoko unyatsononzwa wasvika wowana picture. This is visualization. Wodzoka muna January. Saka muna January munomu tano randingaitere kutanga kuti ndiende ikoko kuna December kwandoka kuzonofara zvaitika ndakuti vanhu vehona hazvingonyuka vasikana zvinoshandirwa ende chinotanga kushanda it's our imagination. That brain need not deal on your brain visualization kuenda ko uchinoona uchinosimela. Yes, that's visualizing. You are commanding your brain to co-create with you. Yoenda ko iwe in practical. Ndandwawamo achiti kunamata. Kunamata kwakanaka. Asi ngatinamatei tiine maaction. And ngatinamatei in total surrender yekuti it's God's plan in the end. Asi iwe semunhu uchiita papo. Handakutorai ndakuendesai kwokupedzisira kwa 2024. Ndichikubvunzai kuti saka inini mukamaona kuti ndozvano kudai iko zvino chiita mukatanga kuita muna January muno.
Aiwa, nguva yedu apa manje muzvare mande. Nguva yedu manje ndoyadyanana, so I'm just gonna have to unfortunately because we are dead porting, just ask Dr. Makai to give us her last word before I come back to you. Dr. Makai, where can people find you?
They can find me on www.pcinchurch.org or they can call me on 651-440-8737 or they can find me on PCIC Church on Facebook. Praise Covenant.
Thank you.
International Church.
Thank you. And Miss Mandea, if where can people follow you? You just have to do 10 seconds.
People can follow me page yangu personal yakanzi Francesca Mandea Chuma or Coach Francesca per Facebook, pa Instagram, pa WhatsApp.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
867-222-0700.
Thank you so much, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye.